So there's a study that was released by the Human Sciences Research Council painting a worrying picture of what some students had to endure at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. It shows 41% of students, that's about 2,600, were unable to purchase their own food during lockdown. Less than 1% reported that they had no place to stay during the lockdown. This is a survey that was conducted between June and September last year. Let's bring in Professor Sibusiso Sifunda, who is a chief research specialist in human and social capabilities division at the Human Sciences Research Council. Prof, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
There's no doubt that the students, like many other people, were affected by the lockdown. They were not spared, but it seems the impact was dire for those who come from poor backgrounds.
Yes, definitely. It pretty much sort of could be expected, because a lot of students, I think they come from difficult backgrounds, and when they go to campus, it's almost a space of where things are more secure and more predictable. So when the lockdown started and they were sent back to where they come from, things really became bad. And that's why this data is showing us that.
Yeah. So a lot of universities shut down their campuses. And as you say, at the height of this COVID-19 outbreak last year, students had to go back home. What was the impact on them in terms of the social contact, the access to food, you know, access to learning material as well?
Yeah. The real issue was the issue of food insecurity, because I think when you get to universities in such a way, it's a different space. Whether you're staying in res, you've got guaranteed meals, and most of the students, especially the poor ones, they are funded by government through NASFAS. So when the lockdown started, it really kind of disrupted the entire system, and they had to go back home to the conditions from which they come from. But there's also the issue of now having to learn remotely, and now you need specific equipment and facilities, including data and access to a laptop. And a lot of students did not have that ready to be able to continue productively learning when they were now outside their campuses and institutions.
Yeah, and I saw that, you know, in this report, TVET colleges were most affected compared to students in historically wealthier institutions. What lessons can government take from what you have uncovered in this survey?
I think for me, the key issue is really the unequal distribution of resources and the social disparities that we've always known they're there and have existed for a long time. But COVID pretty much put them out there and to make them more obvious. And I think our study just shows that, you know, we've always stood here at TVET College. If you have terrible matric results, you're going to find yourself in a TVET college. And of course, that is almost continuing your disadvantage that, okay, you are not so great in matric, so go to a TVET. Then you go to a system that's also as disadvantaged as you are. And this study shows that clearly.
Yeah, no. Let's hope government is listening. They've gone through this and they can at least better the lives of students as we continue to experience this COVID-19. Professor Sibusiso Sifunda, thank you so much for your time.